It is a Saturday night on ice, November 4th, 2017, and while the Force wasn't with them early on, the Force is definitely strong for your San Jose Sharks as they win their fourth in a row, beating the Anaheim Ducks in a shootout. We welcome you to Teal Town After Dark on this beautiful Saturday night here in the Bay Area. Of course, if you want to be part of the show, do so in the YouTube chat or on the page or on the app. You can also use the Twitter hashtag TealTownUSA. We'll read some of your responses there. We'll always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and the YouTube channels wherever you see us on TealTownUSA. Hey, everyone. It is Eric Hura. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14. Wait one sec before AJ kills me for not having this centered here. All right, there we go. A little bit better. All right, joining me tonight is the lovely and talented Rocket Backhander.
Hello, my name is Rocket Backhander, and I'm here to make it clear. I know you love me, baby. That's why you brought me here.
I can't top that. So good luck, Kevin Lacey.
Apparently, I'm neither lovely nor talented, and I'm hurt. I'm hurt. But you know what? The Sharks won. Woo!
That's what I'm talking.
Ugh, I have gray hair. That game gave me white hair. Oh,
God. Yeah, that was one of those games where it's like, oh, my God, Sharks, do something. And then the third period, they did.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this game with initial thoughts, Miss Backhander.
Initial thoughts. The Sharks looked a bit flat-footed, and I wouldn't say disinterested, but I don't think they had the level of desperation that Anaheim was playing with. Like, I know that they're playing on a back-to-back, but there were like three people in the Ducks lineup that weren't in this game, so they were substituted with other people. Just a scotch more motivated to beat the snot out of their hot, fiery rival in California, you know, the Sharks. So they Anaheim definitely looked like they had more motivation, but I don't think that they're as good at hockeying as San Jose is, because they got a little dirty and a little nasty here and there. And it tends to be one of those things that you do when you can't play better than the other team. That's all.
It sounds like a good analysis to me. Mr. Lacey, what did you take from this evening's festivities?
You know, I was a little disappointed with the game up until the last, I'd say, 5 minutes of the third. I thought the game was just kind of bleh. I don't know. I just thought they were all going through the motions. Good motions. Everyone was competing hard on both teams tonight. Rocket said that the Ducks looked more motivated than the Sharks, and I think that they were. The Sharks, I thought, would bring some ferocity from the Nashville game over into this game. And instead, it was more dictated by the Ducks, who were pissed off for losing to the same Nashville team last night. I don't know if maybe playing in back-to-backs caused the Ducks to kind of slow down there in the third or what, but or if DeBoer lit a fire under them in second intermission. But, hey, the Sharks held the Ducks off at bay the first two periods, brought it on in the third. Overtime and shootout were amazing, and we got the dub.
Absolutely. They looked, from what I gathered last night in Anaheim, the Ducks looked a little lackadaisical themselves and let Nashville really get into things. And then next thing you know, they come in to the Shark Tank and kind of catch the Sharks a little lackadaisical, or like you said, Rocket, you know, flat-footed. And it showed, because I think there was a defensive breakdown or somebody just didn't catch him. But Corey Perry walks in early in the first, buries a breakaway that maybe Martin Jones wished he could get a second chance on at 6:23 to make it 1-0 Quackenheim.
You know, guys, I was sitting there watching that replay on that, and I'm like, ah, Jones has to save that one. And then I started thinking more, no. Perry shouldn't be on a breakaway in the first place. Let's figure that out, guys. Let's not throw this all on Jones. So I was on what you were alluding to there for a little bit, but I'm not going to fault Jones for the fact that a one-on-one situation, it's anyone's guess at that point.
Yeah, I'm fully on this train, you guys. You're not going to find any opposition for me.
Right to the point. I like it. I love it. It was a little disappointing in that, and I think it took the Sharks' win out of their sails, for lack of a better cliche, where they just kind of were out of it at first, but they were getting chances. After one period, I think they had like 12 shots on goal to Anaheim's 7. I mean, Rocket, they looked like they got shots on goal. They looked like they're playing chances, but it seemed like there were moments that they just was, I don't want to say disinterested, but.
No, you're right. Disinterested, but I, okay. The phrase that I considered for the majority of the first and second period, and also a little bit, a lot into the third, is that Anaheim is extremely good at getting in San Jose's lanes. There were minimal clean passes in San Jose. And I think that when you play a possession game and you can't find any kind of flow because you can't establish a pass, that pretty much will knock it dead.
Yep.
So I think that they got frustrated because they couldn't play their game because Anaheim was playing utter defense to their game.
Absolutely. Just kind of going into the chat really quick. I have some serious 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah, I haven't shaved in a couple of days. Forgive me. But
your Movember is going the wrong direction there.
You know what? Unfortunately, I can never grow on the lip for some reason. and of course, Gen X says it's not a 5 o'clock shadow. Daylight saving, so it's only a 4 o'clock shadow. But Kevin, let's talk about to what I think is probably the number one star in my opinion tonight, Ryan Miller. I mean, because we've always said, oh, backup goalie, you know, we're already making him look like a Vezina. Oh wait, he did win a Vezina.
Well, I think Ryan Miller had a pretty good year last year for Vancouver. I mean, it was a little inconsistent, but I mean, that's to be expected when you're playing for Vancouver, especially last year's Canucks, because, oof, boy, he did not get a lot of help. Every time I saw Ryan Miller last year, it seemed like he'd keep his team in it for two periods and then melt down in the third. And I wouldn't call tonight a meltdown, but I think it's par for the course. Miller can still be a 1B goalie in the NHL. Mm-hmm. And I thought he proved it tonight. I thought he looked very good. I believe he made 43 saves. And folks in the chat, please tell me what the shot totals were in the third period, because the new and improved NHL.com, I can't find that info.
It was the Sharks outshot them 12-5.
12-5. Okay. So 11 saves for Miller in the third. I thought it'd be more because the shot differential was enormous. And so Miller, as much as we say, you know, the Ducks controlled this game for large stretches, Miller had to be the man, and he was tonight. Thankfully, in the shootout, not so much.
Yeah, he was intense in the in the 3-on-3, like he just was denying everyone. That was such a nail biter.
That was a great 3-on-3.
Sure was.
And Tomáš Hertl, the guy had several chances, second, third period, overtime. You know, great to see an effort there from the guy that we officially known as Mr. Well, he's not a teenage anymore, but the turtle himself. Going into the third 20 period,
20-something Ninja Hurdle.
Wow.
Yes, nice one.
And Mackle in the chat saying that overtime 3-on-3 should be longer. I agree. I think so.
I am right with you on there.
And they tried, but the players' union was like, no, we can't play more than 65 minutes in a night. We don't even want to play more than 60.
Well, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Then just play two. Let's cut it down to two periods of 5-on-5, and then the last 20 minutes is 3-on-3.
Wow. Wow. In the Rocket era of the NHL.
Yeah, that's when the NHL finally get into triple digit scoring.
Maybe we'll finally get a 100-point scorer again.
Yeah. Oh. In one season.
Nice, nice. Going back to the third period before we get to the overtime a little bit. Sharks were pretty clean in the penalties until, you know, Dylan DeMello took a bonehead cross-checking call. I mean, that was textbook cross-checking. And just as he's coming out of the box, you know, a nice two-on-one from with Barclay Goodrow and Joel Ward. You know, Goodrow with the shot, and then Wardo buries it in from an open net, and the game ties up at one. Barclay Goodrow was an assist, and Rocket, you kind of hit it on the head in your tweet where you said, if that doesn't get Goodrow out of PDB's doghouse, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I think it was a great, it was just a great combination of this. I don't want to call Barclay Goodrow a journeyman because I think he's only a journeyman for the Sharks. I think anywhere else he's made the NHL. It's just where this guy is. So it's the combination of this veteran presence with enough intuition to know when a play is going to break and when to stay with it, and a young kid who can really just drive it to the net with some speed and a little bit of body too. I think that if this doesn't get Barclay Goodrow back in Pete DeBoer's good standings, they should trade him immediately so that they get the most for him and that he is loved and adored by another club somewhere. I don't care. He deserves a happy home in the NHL.
Kevin, what did you think of Goodrow and Ward? And for that matter, the entire fourth line tonight.
Well, I'm happy for Barclay and we, many of us, and especially myself, have talked about Goodrow sometimes gets pouty, and you can see it on the ice. And when he's in the NHL, he seems to be a different player. And you know, you should always be motivated to be the best player you can be. But tonight, I thought, was the perfect night for Barclay Goodrow to get back in the lineup because, you know, it's Anaheim. You know it's going to be a physical game. Not that Goodrow's like the Christoph Olivaugh of the team or anything like that, but he can carry himself. And then bringing the speed, bringing some enthusiasm, finally getting in the lineup. He must have bought Peter DeBoer a new dog after tripping over the old one. I don't know. That must be how he got back in the lineup. But it was a heck of a play, man. I mean, he got some PK time. He joins that rush with Ward, and a heck of a play by Ward. He made Hampus Lindholm look completely stupid on that. and I know Lindholm's coming back off injury, but man, oh man, Lindholm was just not even in the picture by the time Ward scored that goal. So yeah, good for those guys. Really good for those guys. And now Ward has tied Tomáš Hertl on the team with 2 goals. So,
yeah, and that kind of got things going. I think the game really got a little more intense. And granted, yes, it's a 1-1 hockey game, so of course it's going to be more intense. But at the same time, I thought that the compete level stepped it up a notch with both of them. In overtime, man, I'm not even going to, you know, throw questions at you guys. I thought overtime was a great one for the Sharks. I know. It was crazy.
See, there's Peter DeBoer's new dog right there.
Chiming in. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, exactly. See? Oh, wait a minute.
He's talking about the power play.
Yes. Marla, what did you think of the power play? Yeah, I know. That was awful. It was awful, Marla. Thank you for your analysis.
If you could get him to growl anytime you said power play, that would be the best.
Oh, man. Let me try. Marlo, power play. Of course, now he doesn't want to do it. Just like the Sharks, they don't want to do it.
Oh. Matt Webdev says that Carpy should be sent down. I think that's a little harsh. I think Carpenter's played just fine. He's not putting up the points, but I mean, hey, a lot of guys on the team aren't putting up the points, and I think Carpenter's still contributing just fine. Out of the lineup tonight, Goodrow deserves another game, but let's hold off on throwing Carpenter down to the minors.
Yeah, and I'll ask you guys once we finish up wrapping this game up.
Yeah.
A little bit about if there should be someone that gets sent to the minors. We'll play that in a sec, but then we go to the shootout, and good shootout as well. I mean,
yeah,
Jones and Miller, play like crazy. Pavelski goes with his nice patented mood. He waited a little bit and scored. Couture had a nice chance. Burnsy just, man, I don't want to say he's snake bitten, but he that one's a toughie. But Rocket, Jonas Donskoy making Ryan Miller look like a rented mule.
Well, Jonas Donskoy will dangle goalies till they're spent. I've said this before. If you've ever listened to 1-900 Hockey, I've said this. And it is a special thing to watch him take an article of clothing off of a fully grown man piece by piece and then just throw that puck in the net. That's like, mwah. Then the reaction on the bench, I've never seen them display that much emotion ever as a group. I've never seen them let themselves be that happy before. So whatever else was behind getting this win under them, they really accomplished something. So kudos to them for being so jubilant about this win. Still early in the season, but I mean, Ryan Miller, he seems to really get kind of aggressive, and he comes out of the paint really far. I think that he thinks that, this gives him more time to collapse in and kind of deal with the person as they come at him. But I don't think Donskoy plays that game. So, yeah, it worked out, Eric.
And that's Joel Ward. That's Joel Ward's contribution to the team right there, being a leader, firing the guys up. Because even on the commentary, they had said on, I can't remember who went before Donskoy, but they were already saying Ward's trying to fire everybody up. And so it worked. It was awesome. Love the raw emotion there.
Yeah.
Goofy emotion's not bad as long as it's good emotion. So
Right. As long as you're not slamming your stick and breaking it. Across the goal. Oh, sorry, Pecker. I didn't mean to bring that up to you again.
I saw Taves do that tonight too, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, I thought overall tonight, I thought this, they had their little dips in their game, especially early on, and especially right at the end of the second period where Anaheim was just going for like a 2-0 kill. I thought this team played a decent game tonight. Kevin, sorry.
They got the win. They finished it off well. And I'm hoping it's not a downtrend. But we'll have to see on the next game, which we'll get to later. But the Sharks did well enough to earn the victory. I thought they earned the victory tonight, and that's still key. They didn't just luck out into a win. But I would like to see them bring a stronger effort throughout the game here next time out. So,
well, don't you think that maybe especially against people like Anaheim, that quiet, shut down defensive defenseman like Mark Gabrovlasic makes you pretty much all the difference in the world? I mean, is there a possibility that even with the Sharks' power play being as abysmal as it was, with one shot, two shots generated, oh god, you guys, even with that statistic, Sharks would have won if Pickles was in the lineup. I messed up my hair.
Uh-oh, fix your hair. Yeah, the Sharks go 0 for 3 on the power play tonight. Not exactly the greatest power play showing, especially early on, but Miller stopped all 5 power play shots he had on the night, but they seemed like they couldn't get things too much going. But the power play has had their moments. They've been getting almost averaging, it seems like to me, like a power play goal per game. Now, granted, if you're going 1-for-8, that's not good. 1-for-4, yeah, not bad. But 0-for-3 tonight. It was a fairly disciplined game all around. You know, the Sharks only took one penalty. So, you know, 2 out of 3 games, they've taken one penalty on this homestand. So you give them that, although it was a parade on Wednesday. Anything to add, Kevin?
Hang on, I'm trying to find something. But again, like I said, the new and improved NHL.com. Oh, hang on. Go ahead.
Go ahead. But overall, looking at the shots, 45-26 in favor of San Jose. Face-off wise, the Sharks had a slight edge at 53-48. Hits, Anaheim definitely was out hitting them 38-21.
And holy crap, that's almost twice as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 38-21. And they seem to be playing a little more on the physical side, just like Nashville did on Wednesday night.
Carlson led the team in hits with 3, actually, and with blocks with 3 as well. So
nice. Wow.
Good job, Melker.
He's learning how to use his body, eh?
Led forwards. Brendan Dillon actually had 4 hits and 4 blocks, and Joakim Ryan had 4 blocks. So he led forwards. What I was trying to pull up there, so Ward's goal actually was even strength because he came 1 second after the penalty. But to jokingly ingest to what you said, Rocket, about Vlasic being inserted, no, the Sharks would have lost tonight just for the fact that Vlasic wouldn't have taken that stupid penalty DeMello did, which would have not put the Sharks in that situation to score. But it's all in jest. It's all in jest.
But yes. No, you make such a good point there, though, about how, like, yeah, no, you're right.
I've been told to play this sound clip. If it'll work.
Is it a dial-up ringtone?
No. Though.
Because mine's not working either, guys. Thankfully, Rocket's got her trusty new one. Yay!
Yeah.
And it even makes noise.
And her shark's horn actually sounds like the shark's horn, too. I'm going to have to get this made. You better. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, you can blame that one on me.
So much for that.
Oh, your fault.
Yes.
It's all my fault. Oh, you got too much Nashville going on.
You know what? I'm so sad.
You know, okay. So I'm going to go with something Rocket said earlier and then shift it to something people have been talking about in the chat. Rocket, you mentioned Ryan Miller was really aggressive in the the shootout. Mm-hmm. I actually thought that was the one fault of the game for Miller. Was I thought he was awful in the shootout. Mm-hmm. I thought the Sharks should have actually scored on 6 of the 7 shots they took on him.
Ooh.
Couture's was the only one that didn't test Miller. Everybody else could have beaten them if he skated around. So that was a little aggravating. I'm glad Donskoy made his move. Burns had the move. He lost the puck.
Right.
So LeBanc had it all the way, and then he just shot it right back into Ryan Miller. Now, the chat has been speculating about LeBanc because it's been a hot topic on social media tonight about his lack of scoring. And should LeBanc be sat down? Or, as you alluded to earlier, Eric, should LeBanc or should someone be sent to the minors? I don't know if LeBanc should be sent to the minors, but I'm going to throw out to you guys, what should the Sharks do with Kevin LeBanc?
Well, I mean, it's tough because Donskoy has been playing well.
Mm-hmm.
And putting him on the top line is he has some chemistry with them because he's played with them before.
But his finesse game is not to the point where he's not a liability every time he's on the ice.
Good point. I was almost wondering if maybe somebody else should be going down. And Kevin, I'll ask you this because I don't know his specifics, but could Timo go down?
No, I don't think Timo would. I mean, he probably would be the likeliest candidate of the forwards. But something on another podcast that I'm on that I that was discussed a couple nights ago was Timo is at this point where sending him down to the AHL would be very detrimental to his
Progress and growth as a
progress.
player. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
as a player. I mean, Timo is the most physical forward the Sharks have. Easily. He pushes the boundaries a bit there, and thankfully so far we haven't seen too much of that, but he can. It's his decision making, and it's very poor, and I will credit Ian, my buddy Ian, former member of our show, who said the only way that Meyer is going to get quality or overcome his choice, I don't know, how do I want to say it, his poor choice, poor decision making, is he needs to shoot on NHL goalies and figure out how to beat them. Because he knows how to beat AHL goalies. Beating some 20 more goals on AHL goalies is not going to help his development.
Right.
Scoring 10 goals on an NHL goalie absolutely will. So he needs to stay up here.
I agree. I think it also he's way more responsible with he used to be real more retaliatory. You know, if someone pushed him a couple times, he'd get mad, turn around and punch a dude in the face. And he's not getting real dirty very fast. And I mean, he got manhandled by a couple of the Nashville Predators, and he took care of himself, and he's a big boy, and I like the way that he, I don't know, yes, he doesn't always make the best decisions out there, but at least he's responsible enough to not get super emotional and heated and have a bad game because of it.
And you just got second star of the night there, according to Eric Sandberg.
Well, hang on. Are
Well,
you
actually,
playing
no. So I have a
the
question.
Jonas Donskoy quite a bit?
Yeah,
Okay,
now it
go
can
for it.
actually work maybe.
Jonas Donskoy dangles goalies until they're spent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
pretty awesome.
Do we ever put that up online anywhere, or is
No, because we haven't made a video for it.
That's right. We need to make a video for it. So eventually coming soon, you'll get the gist of this whole that whole bit
One
there,
nine
because
hundred hockey thing.
yes, there's a reason why Rocket's lower third says 1900 hockey, and we'll just leave it at that. All right, with that, I believe the guys from NBCS California are okay. Thank you, AJ.
Oh, and the
Actually,
number
turn
one star was the soundbite that Rocket backhander
that.
had. So there it
I
is.
know.
Right? Oh, jeez. Well, since I have the sound effects right here, let's talk about the three stars of the night, which were kind of surprising.
Okay.
Let's see. Where? Okay, come on, NHL.com. Where the heck are you?
The new and improved NHL.com. You can find everything and everything functions properly, especially the
Yes.
stats page.
Yes. All right. So your number three star of the game was Ryan Miller.
He's on the other team. You can't play that.
Yeah, you can. No, he was outstanding.
And he was outstanding. He had 44 saves on the night.
Yeah.
The second star of the night was Martin Jones
Yeah.
with 25 saves on the night. Played pretty good, had some nice, tough saves throughout the night. The first star of the night, though, with the game tying goal, it was not shorthanded, unlike somebody on the Twitter machine said prematurely, Joel Ward.
Yay.
And at the end of it, it was a 2-1 Sharks victory in the shootout.
I don't know who the bigger dork is, you playing the sound effects or how amused I am by this right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it could be worse. I mean, the other sound effects I have on my phone is So,
is that what happens every time Pat texts me? You
need a dial-up modem sound, dude. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know, right? Seriously, I should have that every time AJ texts me or something. With that, Brody and Curtis are off the air, so we'd like to welcome those of you who are watching them to Teal Town After Dark. Do us a favor, make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you're watching us on the YouTube machine. You can always tweet us at Teal Town USA. Of course, you always can join us in the chat right here, right now on the YouTube page or the app. All right, so the Sharks win their fourth in a row. They go to 8-5 on the year. You know what's coming. You know what I'm going to say.
If the playoffs started tomorrow.
Vancouver?
It would be... us out. No, they haven't updated the standings. That's why.
Blasphemy.
Oh man. The Sharks are at 8-5 on the year. I would believe they would leapfrog Chicago into the second wild card, which means they would get the St. Louis Blues in round one if the season had ended today.
Oof.
Yes. So that would be an interesting one, going up against Jake Allen there. So, all right. So let's get to the NHL wraparound. There were 13 games on the schedule for tonight. And that includes the Vegas Golden Knights winning their first Canadian game in Canada, 5-4 over the Ottawa Senators. As the Senators go to 6-3-5, that sounds like a soccer record. But the Vegas Golden Knights with it, who got two goals, including the game-winning goal for Vegas. Where's my cue? Where's
the real deal, James Neal?
No.
I was going to say Hola!
Hola!
Yeah.
5-4, the final for the Vegas Golden Knights. They hit their ninth win on the season.
And to mention...
go ahead.
No, you go ahead first.
Okay, doesn't this win make them better than so? Like, they're the Vegas Golden Knights are officially not the worst record ever in the history of the NHL because they won more games this season than the Capitals did in like 74, I think.
Right. So they match the Capitals' win total, so they can't suck as much as the Capitals did their first year.
There you go.
I would hope that they don't get that record because that would be a long 70 games left.
Right?
Well, oh, man.
Yeah, but that year two is poised to turn around and just be miserable. I mean, wasn't year two in San Jose really bad?
Yeah, sort of.
The worst record in NHL history.
We don't talk of such things.
Right. Usually we're probably not going to match that again because of the era. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a record that Sharks going to keep running. All right.
I was just going to say that Max Lagasse, the losingest goalie in the history of the Vegas Golden Knights, got his first NHL win today. So good for you, Max.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if I'd so, if you're a goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights, number one, do they offer you like three times as much insurance as they do any other player? At number two, do they get like an old priest and a young priest to say like some sort of blessing over you and throw like sacrificial blood on you to make sure that you're protected from whatever's out there? I'd be afraid to get in the net for Vegas Knights, man. That's staring in the eyes of death.
A tweet from Kevin Kurz, saw LeBanc having a chat with Doug Wilson after the game. Makes me wonder if he'll be suiting up for the CUDA tomorrow. The Sharks do have 3 days off before they play Tampa Bay on Wednesday. Might be an option there, so that'll be interesting to see what happens on
that. That is intriguing.
Yes. Getting back to the scores, the Toronto Maple Leafs have stalled their Stanley Cup parade plans. They are now 8-7 following a 6-4 loss to the St. Louis Blues, a rough go for the Leafs, despite putting up three goals in the third period to match the Blues. Tarasenko, Edmonton, not Edmonton, Pietrangelo, Pajärvi, Saboka. Oh, Kevin Lacy alert. Vladimir Saboka with his third on the year.
He's days away from scoring his fourth.
So 6-4 the final. The Blues go up to 11-3-1 in Winnipeg. The Jets, despite their best efforts, blow a lead late, and the Montreal Canadiens win in overtime 5-4. Max Pacioretty with his fifth on the year at 3:07, a power play goal to win it for Le Habs. In Beantown, the Washington Capitals go to 7-6-1 as they beat the Boston Bruins 3-2. Wilson with two goals. Ovechkin finally gets off the schneid, gets his 11th, while Pasternak scores two for the Bees as the Bruins go to 5-4-3 on the year. In Tampa, the Sharks' next opponent, the Lightning, went in a shootout 5-4 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Stamkos with the, what is it, game-deciding goal is what they call it in the
All you need to say is Stamkos on the score sheet again.
Yes, and he got one in regulation as well, at 7th on the year on the power play. Zach Werenski, Mika Häkkinen. I said that right, right?
Wait, who?
No, it can't be right. Okay, and Jenix is probably going to kill me. Hanakainen, I think is what it is.
Oh, Marcus Hanakainen?
Yes. I was thinking of a different name. Okay. My bad. And Brandon Dubinsky with the goals for the Blue Jackets. Taking the loss is Sergei Bobrovsky.
On the force.
Off the force as he loses in the shootout. 5-4. Off the
force.
In Miami or outside parts of Miami, 5-4 the final as the Rangers beat the Panthers as Shattenkirk gets two, including the game winner in overtime to beat the Panthers as Roberto Luongo comes back from an injury but takes the loss as the Panthers go to 4-7-2 on the year. We feel for you, Bob Bugner. If you feel like changing your mind, come on back. In Philly, in another shootout, the Avalanche go to 8-5 on the year as they beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-4. Matt Duchene with the goal late in the first. Como, Rantanen, and Nail Yakupov for Colorado. There's a name you haven't heard in a while. Valtteri Filppula, Giroux, Voracek, and Weiss for the Flyers as the Flyers go to 7-6-2 on the year. In Big D, Dallas, that's what I meant. The Stars beat the Sabres 5-1, including a four-goal first period. L.A., Fasca, Johns, Sagan, or the four goals for the Stars. Yes, Kari Lentinen, only one goal. That's right, only one goal there. In
Vegas should pick him up.
In Minnesota, with those gorgeous green unis, the Hawks beat the Wild 2-0 over the Minnesota Wild as Anisimov and Alex DeBrincat. Man, Jenix is lighting me up in the chat right now. I can already feel it. As Dubnyk takes the loss, Crawford with a shutout on in the Midwest. We have breaking news.
We have a trade to announce.
No, we don't.
Oh.
But They are celebrating in the desert tonight as the Desert Dogs. Oh, wait, sorry.
They traded a loss for a win.
Drink.
Winning a shootout over Drew Weber's Carolina Hurricanes 2-1. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, the Carolina Hurricanes are the second victim to the Coyotes, winning in the shootout 2-1 the final there. Good on them.
So maybe the Coyotes should move to Quebec so they can play the Eastern Conference teams all the time.
Maybe that's the case.
That makes so much sense. That's such a good idea.
In the what the heck actually happened tonight in Vancouver, The Vancouver Canucks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-2, including Brock Besser's first NHL hat trick.
Oh!
Wow! Good Brock job, Besser. Brock.
Way yes. to go, Brock Besser.
And the other goal was...
Just give him a goal this year.
My Calder pick, although it's not shaping up the way Clayton Keller's going, but...
Yeah. Bo Horvat with the fourth goal for Vancouver. Yeah, that's why I mentioned him. And Jake Guentzel with his fourth on the year, along with McCaig, were the only goals for Pittsburgh, as the Penguins are now 8-6-2 on the year, as the Canucks go to 16 points in a tight Western Conference race. And the one that ended as we just went on the air, the Nashville Predators defeat the Los Angeles Kings by a score of 4-3, despite the Kings scoring three goals in the third period, with Iafallo, Follin, and Alex Martinez.
It's okay, though, because as a result, Victor Arvidsson has the game-winning goal for the second straight night over a SoCal team. Woohoo! Way to go, Victor! Yes.
Nice. Excellent. All right. So, and of course, the Sharks beat the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 in a shootout. So kind of getting piggyback on to Kevin Kurz's tweet about the LeBanc thing. Is it a good thing or a bad thing, do you think, to have the banker deposit some AHL goals tomorrow?
I need to just interrupt here and say M. Hackle in the chat asking, what's with the Kings coming back from 3-0 leads?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to share that. Yeah.
Someone, no, don't really do it. Someone wrench him. Just kidding.
No. But yeah, but don't. But yeah.
Don't do it.
one tweet to share out, because it was Star Wars night. Sharks tweeted this out just a moment ago. Straight out of never mind. I'm not even going to say it, because again, Gen X will kill me. But yeah, no, I'm not going to try it. But thank you, Rocket, for saying it.
Yeah.
Who's
Chewbacca
the
with Chewbacca?
Who? Yeah, I see Chewbacca, but who's the dude on the left?
Either way, both have a nice chin curtain and both need a wax. I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, AJ said the Preds gave up a goal from center ice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you go back way, way back, I know, Martinet, I'm sorry. I've definitely disappointed you guys tonight. I apologize. What else is new, right? So let's prep for Wednesday night. The Sharks get a couple of days off now prior to their Wednesday night rivalry game with the Tampa Bay Lightning. What to expect from Tampa besides Stamkos and Kucherov and Namestnikov? What do you expect from Tampa Bay coming in?
Tampa Bay is going to look at our goal and be like, all right, we get to play Antti Niemi again. Oh wait, wrong 31.
Oh, and now he's playing well for Florida.
Man, Tampa's going to be really tough. I mean, Tampa is basically playing like how I predicted them last season to win the Stanley Cup and for Stamkos to win the Hart Trophy. And I apparently was a year off. I don't know. Tampa's been great. No.
Yeah, Tampa's been on a roll. They look like the beast from the East right now, but it'll be very interesting how that works out. But I mean, right now, it looks like they're going to be coming out of the East. I thought at first Toronto for sure, but Toronto's just slowed their roll as we speak. But it'll be quite interesting. Here is the goal from the red line for the Kings tonight. Kind of reminds me of kind of reminds me of Link Gates back in 1992 against Montreal, as he just tries to throw it in, and next thing you know, the goalie's out of position, and it's a gaping wide net.
Well, at least it wasn't Alex Alda and Jeremy Roenick's 500th goal, though.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. That was bad. But nonetheless, the Predators do win that game. So looking at the Pacific Division standings, hopefully they've updated it now. NHL.com.
Maybe. Nope.
Maybe. Anyone? Bueller.
No, they said their clock's back an hour, so not until next week.
With that, the Pacific Division looks like this. The Kings at 22 points, so they get a point because they lost in overtime. Vegas with the win goes to 18. San Jose now takes over the third spot at 16 points. However, Vancouver is at 16 at 7-4-2.
Yeah.
The Sharks are at 8-5. Dallas holds down the second wild card at 8-6. So right now it would be the classic rivalry between the Sharks and the Golden Knights if the season were to end today.
That's awesome.
That's a rivalry as old as time.
Whew. Let's just do it.
Oh, well, how interesting would that be? And how nerve-wracking would it be to be a Sharks fan, be going up against the Golden Knights for their first playoff series? Because if that were to be a Sharks loss, we wouldn't be here all day. Uh-oh, AJ must be here. Mr. Strong, what would you like to contribute, good sir?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I was going to say, if that were to happen, the T-Mobile Arena management would be just running around like chickens with their heads cut off going, "Oh my God, we booked the arena solid through April and May. What are we supposed to do?"
They'll be playing at the Thomas and Mack Center.
Nice.
Home of the former IHL Las Vegas Thunder.
Oh, hey.
And the Wranglers, I think, too.
The Wranglers. Or they could play at the Orleans Arena where the Wranglers played most of their games. Yes.
Oh man.
Yes.
Good call.
All right. Let's go around the room. Final thoughts, Mr. Lacey.
I'm just going to sum up what I said before, where, you know, I think the Sharks earned the win tonight, but I didn't think it was the prettiest win. And I thought overall the game was kind of bland till the end, but thankfully the end is exciting. That's all anyone ever remembers. So we got the dub. Let's move on to Tampa. It's going to be a tough game on, when is that, Tuesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night
rivalry game.
Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, man. There's going to be some brutal scheduling later on in the season for the Sharks.
It's Wednesday. We said Nashville on Wednesday, tonight, Wednesday, it's Saturday. So.
Wow, it's almost as if you have a lot of time to work on your power play.
Oh God, I hear the drum circle in the distance.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
on the bright side though, the Sharks, you know, Tampa Bay has the number one offense, but the Sharks have the number one defense in the league this season. So,
and the PK is still pretty awesome too.
Hashtag small sample size.
It's early. Rocket, your final thoughts, my dear. By the way, I love the wig.
Thank you. New hat. Okay, my final thoughts. This is another grinder for the Sharks. We knew that the Ducks would not be having it, and they weren't, and they were the Ducks, and somehow the Sharks won. You could definitely tell that they miss Vlasic out there. Everybody else, I think, even though they do add a little bit of a spice or a little subtle hint into the blend, Vlasic is one of those players who he's like a meat and potato. He's a definite component that without him, you are like, it's a sort of bland. It needs salt. I don't know. It's missing something. And that's something my friend is Mark Edward Vlasic. That's what this team needs in order to be like tasty and spicy and all sorts of other stuff.
Needs bacon fat.
Yeah. Mark Edward Vlasic is the French Canadian bacon fat that this team needs. My name is Rocket Backhander. You can find me on the Twitter machine talking about stuff, doing things, taking pictures. Capital R, capital B, little Ackhander 76. Or you can check me out taking photographs here in Nashville as a Sharks fan on Instagram. Rocket Backhander, one word. Eric.
Thank you very much, Rocket. AJ, your final thoughts, good sir?
New puck knowledge just rolled last week. Check it out.
Check it out. Yes, and it was a very nice one too. I was listening to it at work. In case you missed anything or you want to hear me botch up some names again, you can check us out on tealtownusa.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube's. You will find them there, including Pucknologists, including Teal Town After Dark, all your fun stuff, including the little 3-second clip of Jonas Donskoy from 1-900-HOCKEY. It'll all be there, and you can find it everywhere. With that, we will wrap this up. The Sharks do beat the Anaheim Ducks 2-1. They will play Wednesday night. That is a NBCSN game, which means we will be your only post-game show for that game. And until then, are you done yet, Sharky? Sharky over here has decided to make his bed while I'm trying to wrap this up. So for AJ Strong, for Kevin Lacey, for Rocket Backhander, the entire crew at Teal Town USA, we bid you good night. Enjoy the next couple of days off. We will be back here Wednesday following Ducks and Bolts. And until then, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal. Have a good night and get those goal lights going, people.
I turned it off.
Good night.